This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Is a solar eclipse a sign from God today on True Talk Live? Yes. Is a solar eclipse a sign from God? What did it mean to you, and what did you see? You know, in Amos 8, 9, oh, I should say, we would love to hear from you. This is a live show, and I need your calls. It's just me and you. And so I would love your thoughts. Did you see the eclipse yesterday? What were you thinking when you saw it? I would love your ideas. Of course, those folks up in Ohio, you got to see it in a way we didn't get to see it in North Carolina. What did you see, and what do you think it means? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH is a number to call in and share, and boy, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. You know, is a solar eclipse a sign from God? So, you know, interestingly, and not coincidentally, I don't think, that I have this, actually my best friend went to be with the Lord about 2015. He used to help me with the Jesus Labor Love. You may, many know that I'm the Christian Car Guy, and I do that show, and we help single moms and widows and families in crisis with the Jesus Labor Love. Well, Vic Hill was my original volunteer. He also introduced me to my wife, I guess about 37 years ago, a long time ago. And, you know, we hung out together for years and years, and he was somewhat instrumental in actually me coming to Christ. But nonetheless, he passed away in 2015, and unfortunately, his oldest son passed away last year. And I was doing a celebration of life, and one of Vic's grandsons, by actually another one of his sons, came up to me afterwards and said, you know, Robbie, I always wanted to read the Bible, but I never could understand it, and so the English is just difficult for me, he said. And so, you know, the wonder of Amazon, Tammy and I sent him a Bible in a good translation, we felt like, and he had it the next day. And when he received it, he texted me that he would ask me some questions. He was going to try to read it, you know, a couple hours every day, and that he would begin to text me questions. And so I can't believe how honored I am that this young disciple has been sending me questions every week. And it's just really cool, and it just really thought-provoking, difficult questions. And so actually today, this is what I got from him. He said, I just finished Genesis, and one thing is very clear is how apparent God was and how easy it was to have faith back during that time period. Why is God not so apparent today, and why does it seem so hard to have faith in modern society? It seems like God is detached from the world now, but back during that time period, they would literally talk to God, or at least he was very obvious in signs from him, right? God was at least very obvious in signs from him. So what do you think? Is a solar eclipse a sign from God? And what does it mean to you? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And so I have some what I think are really cool quotes, just a couple of them, but, you know, they made me think. I wonder what you might be thinking. Again, call us, because I need it, 866-348-7884. So here's a quote from Victor Hugo. I love Victor Hugo. You may know he wrote Les Miserables. And he said, nations are like stars entitled to eclipse. All is well provided the light returns and the eclipse does not become endless night. Dawn and resurrection are synonymous. Wow. I never thought about that. That's more than cool, right? Dawn and resurrection are synonymous. The reappearance of light is the same as the survival of the soul. So, you know, that reappearance of light after the eclipse, whatever that may look like, right? And that light, you know, when you think about it, in Amos 8:9, right, when it said, and it should have come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth on a clear day. Right? And that's kind of what happened for a lot of folks yesterday, especially in Ohio, and states that were in the ark. Maybe you lived in another one of those states. I would love to hear from you. 866-348-7884. And here's another quote, just anonymous on the internet kind of quote, but I liked it. It says, advice from the eclipse, cast a long shadow and once again bring light. Right? So, you know, what's your life like? Is it casting a shadow? And of course, you know, it's Robbie. So we got some dad jokes lined up for you. And we so you may have an eclipse joke you've been wanting to try out on somebody. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. As always, you know, I personally can't help but note that clearly an eclipse is a sign from God. That's my opinion. No, I guess I'm entitled to it. That God's doing amazing stuff all the time, and when that all of a sudden the sun comes up this morning, it's a sign from God. You know, but certainly when he cuts a wide, you know, path across the United States and there is no sun for a period of time. What are your thoughts? 866-348-7884. I got Mike is in Ohio. Mike, did you get to see the eclipse yesterday?
Yeah, I did. And I didn't think, you know, everybody was making a hoopla out of it. And I didn't really thought it was going to be that big a deal until I really see the totality of the eclipse. And I got chills all over my body. God saying, here I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People in my neighborhood shot fireworks off and clapped. And it went dark over a period of time. And the frogs start chirping. And it was, my dog said it was time to go to bed. You know what I mean? It was a really awesome experience that God provided for us. You know what I mean? If you didn't think this was from God, I don't know where you're at in God's life. You know what I mean? It was unspectacular. I mean, I can't say another word. It was spectacular. I've seen fireworks in the 4th of July and,
oh, Mike, I hope you'll stay on with us through the break. We got to go to a break in it.
Yes, I will.
I hope you do. We also got Scott in Indiana, but we need you. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. I'm so excited to hear these stories when we come back. Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today's question, is a solar eclipse a sign from God? What did it mean to you, or what did you see? And we got Mike in Ohio, actually got to see the full-blown deal. And so, Mike, how long did it actually last?
It lasts about 4 minutes, and we had the glasses on as it was getting dark to see the moon covering the sun, and it got darker and darker, and the birds didn't know what to do. The squirrels were weird. They're going crazy. You know what I mean? It was kind of neat. And then all of a sudden it got to totality where all you see was a rays around the thing and a rays around the sun. And I said to my wife, I says, I think we can take our glasses off and look at this. And she says, okay, let's go ahead. And we did. And it was unbelievable. We grabbed each other's hands and we raised our hands to God. It was unbelievable. It was pretty cool. And then the neighbors shot fireworks off and people were clapping in the neighborhood. It was spectacular. I thought this was a big old hype thing. You know what I mean? I didn't think it was this big a deal from us, you know, and then it just was. It was once in a lifetime event that I'm glad I didn't miss it.
Glad you didn't too, Mike. What a wonderful story, and that's so awesome. I'm so grateful you shared it with us because, you know, I was hoping some of you guys up there would share, and I hope you have an amazing day.
I hope Bushman's seen it. You know what I mean? I know Bushman's listening all the time, and I'd like to meet him one day. You know what I mean? I'd like to meet you one day, sir, too.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Well, we will in heaven for sure, but maybe before then. You never know. I'm going to get up to Ohio.
I'm going to have to come down to North Carolina and go on vacation.
There you go.
I mean, yeah, I enjoy your show, and you're a great person, sir. Thank you.
Same with you, Mike. God bless. You have a great day. All right, we got
you too, sir.
We got Scott is in Indiana. So, Scott, did you see it?
I did, and I feel like your previous caller stole all of my thunder.
Oh no! You have your own, you know, viewpoint. So there, where were you in Indiana?
We were outside Richmond, Indiana. So we were in the totality zone.
Oh, wow. I'm so jealous. So,
well, and I can tell you, the previous caller is spot on. I felt like the hype was all about this or that and way overdone. And when that last bit of sunray ducked in behind the moon, it was lights on. And you take the glasses off, and it was absolutely, he said it, spectacular. And I can tell you that I hadn't thought of it as like a sign from God, really, but it was definitely reaffirming to me that this was God's divine creation. And there's no other way to explain it. You know, that's not by chance. It's not a big bang. It's not, you know, just happenstance. That was done for us to see, and it was just so much emotion going through me at the time that I just, like your previous caller, I praised God. I prayed, was thankful that I got to witness this. And anyone outside totality, if you've not seen totality before, you ever get a chance, you do want to travel to see it.
Yeah, that's what he said, that he got chill bumps and all that. And I sensed that same kind of awe from you, right?
Oh, yeah. I had tears and praising God. Yeah.
Because the fear of the Lord is a, well, it's actually the seventh spirit of God. It's like, man, it trumps everything.
Yeah. I definitely felt God in the whole experience and gave him glory and praised him for allowing me to witness such a beautiful, beautiful sight. I mean, the power of the sun is not realized until you actually feel that. The chill in the air, you know, it was 70 degrees, 72 degrees before it started, and it was just the chill in the air, the sun's power was just God's creation. It's spectacular. It's unbelievable. So
yeah, I think awesome. you couldn't be more right, Scott, that we way underestimate. I mean, our average day, oh, the sun came up.
Yeah.
I could tell you, you know, anybody who's ever been hunting or something and they were out in the cold at you know, 15, 20 degrees and all that sudden the sun pops up over and you begin, it's like, man, oh man, I need more of that, whatever that is. But then, yeah, you know, the whole idea that of an eclipse, right, is it's like God is giving us an idea that there's something way bigger than what it is we live in.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, the perfection that it takes for that to happen and it's, I mean, I can't even fathom, you know, God's ability to create all of this. And it was just, he just spoke it into existence.
Yeah, it's really a phenomenal thing when you think about it. You got this little bitty moon in comparison, right? I mean, not even in the same world as the size of the sun. And here, this little bitty guy. Just for one brief shining moment.
I'm serious. When that last little bit of light ducked in behind the moon, it took a split second for the Rays to make it to us. It was so unreal. I mean, it was like a light switch kicked on, and then those Rays just blasted out from around the moon. It was like, and I mean, I seriously, I was like, what? That, I just can't even explain it. If you don't see it, you cannot imagine it. You see it in pictures, doesn't do the sights. It's like going on a hike and you see the mountains. It's like, oh, that's a beautiful picture. But when you experience of it, you experience the vastness of it, then you're in awe. You're like, wow, this was created for me to see.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
And yeah. I'm so grateful for your call from Indiana this morning or this afternoon, Scott. God bless you, man. Keep up the great work. Keep up
you
the
too.
Great work,
Thank
and
you.
I appreciate your courage
Praise
to call
God.
In.
Yep.
Thanks. All righty. I still need you. You're out there. You saw it. Maybe you saw it in North Carolina and you had your own idea about it. Or maybe you saw it in Virginia or wherever you saw it. I would love to know. You know, what are your thoughts? 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. But, you know, just Robbie being Robbie, we got a few dad jokes that will be coming up shortly, probably in the next segment. As we get to, and I got to tell you, they're cracking me up if nobody else. But anyway, I can't help but wonder, you know, that there is so much in prophecy about, you know, what's going to happen with the sun and how it grabs people's attention. So are these, you know, events signs of things to come or just to give us a glimpse of the power? Or what are your thoughts along those lines? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Or maybe, like I said, you've got a dad joke about the eclipse that you that has tickled you all week and you want to share that. The same number, 866-348-7884. We'll be right back with a whole lot more. We got Bob is in Winston-Salem, so he's something for us as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today's question: is a solar eclipse a sign from God? And what did it mean to you? Or what did you see? And we got Bob is in Winston-Salem. He saw it in 2017. Wants to talk about that. I would love to hear it. Bob, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie?
I'm doing great. And I am totally jealous about the awe these guys experienced in Ohio. And so tell me your thoughts.
Well, they're not lying. I actually had plans to see it in two different places, and they fell through. I won't go into details, but that's how badly I wanted to see it again, because in 2017, it was just incredible. I was at a small Christian college in upstate South Carolina, and after it was over, we all just spontaneously clapped. They're, you can't describe them. You can't take a picture of them. You just have to see it.
That's so cool. You spontaneously clap because, again, you're just kind of in awe, like, man.
Yeah, as I remember, when the sun totally covered, we took off the glasses after the sun was totally covered by the moon, and everybody just oohed and awed. And we had about, I think it was about 2.5 minutes of totality in South Carolina. And this one, I think, was 4.5 in the greatest part of the path. But they're just incredible. The last two callers saying you should see one in your lifetime, you should. And I don't think you could not think that there's a creator after seeing one, because they're just so incredible.
Yeah, and it really brings up that great point, because as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I had gotten that text from the young man that's, you know, beginning to read the Bible, and he's got these big questions, like, God was so obvious back then. If we have eyes to see it, he's right. I mean, it's obvious, and there's certain times he just gets our attention, and you know, what an amazing thing it is. to hear it from people that have actually had a chance to experience it. And so
I had wanted since, I think in 1984, I was in high school, and there was an annular solar eclipse here in Winston-Salem, which is where the moon is too far away from the earth. And so there's a little ring of the sun that doesn't get covered. And that was cool enough. And so my goal sometime in my life was to see a total one. And it is just amazing. People will say, well, it was 99% here, but the difference between 99% and total coverage is a million degrees apart. It just screams there's a creator.
Yeah, I loved what Mike said. They gave him the chills.
Yes.
And that's really something to see. So have you ever used that as a tool to witness to anybody, Bob?
I haven't. I have, the one in 2017, I went by myself and actually got a hotel in South Carolina, and that was kind of last minute. And but I have told people that it does display the glory of God.
Yeah, it does.
If you can imagine God's glory, which we'll see one day, a solar eclipse, I think maybe gives a glimmer of that, because they are really glorious.
That's so cool. Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you calling in very much. That is really awesome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
That's definitely. Well, we got, it looks like possibly Denise or Denise in Ohio. Is it Denise?
It's Dennis.
Oh, it's Dennis. I feel like that little bit on Saturday Night Live they did that time about people that couldn't read names. I'm apparently that one. It's Dennis. Okay.
It happens all the time. Hey, I'm down in Southern Ohio. I saw this thing, and to tell you the truth, I wasn't a big. This is my first time for this, and I'm not a big eclipse person. But after thinking about it, I think what I saw was the darkness was coming onto the light. And overtook the light for a while, for about 3 minutes. And the example I was thinking of lasted 3 days.
Oh, wow.
But after a while, the darkness couldn't defeat the light, so it started receding away, and the power of the light came back. Wow. And it really felt like a new beginning to me. And I thought, well, I wasn't there when Christ was put in the grave, but I bet this was the closest experience I could ever have to that.
That is such a cool. I love that, Dennis. That is just beyond cool. That, you know, I was hoping somebody would call in with some kind of insight like that, because I've been, you know, searching my mind to what might relate, and I love that. There, it was 3 days, and it was about 3 minutes for you. Yeah.
Yep.
And it couldn't hold it. There's no way.
No, I just felt 100% better, because I sort of look at the negative things a lot of times, but when I really thought about it, this was God's doing, and it shows the power of God, and He is alive and well, and He let us think about it for 3 minutes.
Yeah, He did. Yeah, He did. Did you get the same kind of experience where you almost were just, like, had chills?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm an engineer by trade, and I know about physics and chemistry and such, and it's phenomenal. That's the only way I could say it. It's just phenomenal.
Oh, I am so glad that you got to see it, and I'm so grateful for you. I'm writing down your insight. I like that a lot. That is really cool, Dennis. I am so grateful you called in as well.
You're welcome.
Thank you, buddy. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. If you're digitally gifted and you know how to do such things, you could dial 866-34-TRUTH. I always love that. But, you know, however it works for you, I'm astounded at the beautiful insights that you guys have, and you know, the experience. And I think it's really a good thing for us to sit and ponder, like, how awesome God is, and to see it and talk about it and share it and be a witness for it. So we got Ted is in Virginia. Ted, you're on Truth Talk Live. What you got for me?
You mean Ed?
It's Ed. Well, he just wrote Ted. Or Denise. It's my day for names. It's okay, Ed. I'm so grateful you called in, Ed. What have you got for us?
I think, you know, the solar eclipse is just an amazing picture of God's, not only his power, but his detail in the world. I'm always at awe of God's detail. And when you think about it, if the earth or the moon or the sun were, you know, further apart, closer together, different sizes, you would never experience that total eclipse effect.
Isn't that amazing? You're right. The absolute detail and, you know, the whole rotation and the idea of gravity is all beyond really my grasp and should give me some idea of what I really have any understanding. So
I don't know. Have you ever seen the detail in, you know, you're familiar with Noah's Ark, but did you ever see an aspect of the detail of why the Ark was a certain size? For instance, the length of the Ark was 300 cubits.
Right.
Its width was 50 cubits, and its height, 30 cubits. Now, if you go to Genesis chapter 7, verse 20, it tells you that, let's see here, the waters prevailed 15 cubits upward, and the mountains were covered. Now, why is the size of the ark so important? 30 cubits was the height of the ark. When you build a ship, you have the lower part of the ship, which is called the draft.
Right.
Now, the ship will sink halfway down, the draft of the ship. So the ark was 30 cubits high. 15 cubits will go below the water. And then you see in chapter 7 that the waters prevailed exactly 15 cubits above the highest mountain. The ark perfectly cleared the highest mountain based on the draft.
Isn't that cool?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, because if it ran aground and with those big waves, it would have flipped it over. And you're right.
Yeah, it was exactly 15 cubits, and that's exactly how, I mean, it's just amazing when you look at the detail.
And I never would have thought about the draft of the ark, but you know, I have a sailboat, and so I'm very familiar with the idea that, you know, that part of the boat cannot go aground, or the boat's liable to tip over, and you know, and you couldn't be more right, and I never had thought of that. That is really cool, Ed.
It's amazing detail.
So did you get to see the eclipse yesterday?
No, we're in Virginia, and it was cloudy, and you couldn't see anything. So I didn't get. But you know what I really enjoy? Like, I was a missionary in Thailand for years, and what I enjoy is a lunar eclipse and watching the moon shadow, because our shadow cover the moon. That's a real neat thing to see.
That really is. Well, Ed, I'm so grateful for your call and for your details on the Ark, and just your thoughts in general and your biblical scholarship. I love it all. Well, thank you for calling. I need your call. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. Only one more segment left to get it in. Come on now.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. I am just so thankful for all the wonderful calls this afternoon. Amazing stuff on the eclipse. Is a solar eclipse a sign from God? And what does it mean from you? What did you see? We got Patty, is also in Indiana, actually. And Patty, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon.
Hey, you said it right, too. It's Patty.
I'm pretty good. One for four.
Okay. I got to see totality. I live in Connersville, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
So I'm centrally located I'm an hour from Indianapolis, an hour from Dayton, and an hour from Cincinnati.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was absolutely spectacular. I really wasn't even interested until I watched a PBS program about it and about the sun and the corona and all this other stuff connected. So yesterday morning, this is what I wanted to tell you, because I heard you say something about, did you use this like to witness?
Right.
Okay. So here we go. Yesterday morning, before I went to work, I put this out there, and I've had this saying for a long time now, the sun S-U-N, and then in parentheses, S-O-N. Okay. The sun is always shining on the other side of the clouds. Well, today it will be the sun, S-O-N, is always shining on the other side of the moon. Let's say the moon is your heart, holding a mountain of negativity, hurt, betrayal, etc. And even though the moon is trying to block out the sun, S-O-N, the sun is always just on the other side. That will be shown today by the corona, the part of the sun that can still be seen. So, Satan, no matter how hard he tries to get to us, deceive us, destroy us, cover us with his darkness, the sun, S-O-N, is always there, always has been, and always will be. Turn to the sun and feel its, his, warmth, his love, his grace. Everyone have a great day and be safe.
Wow. That is so,
I put that out there yesterday morning before I left to go to work.
Thank you. Wow. How amazing is all that? And so I did not understand the corona. Tell me, so that we can't see other parts of the sun. We can only see the corona
during the eclipse. Yes. That is the part that's still shining out from behind the moon. When you take the glasses off during totality and you take the glasses off, you see that black dot, but you still see some light shining around the outside of it. That's what NASA was so interested in studying, because they haven't learned all that they can and want to about the corona. So that light of the corona is always, always shining out a little bit behind the sun. You can't see the sun itself, but you can see, you know, like those solar flares that come off of the sun. Okay, you can still see that type of stuff in the what they call the corona.
Right, and corona meaning crown. In so many ways.
It's just the outer ring.
Right, I understand.
Of
the sun, of what you're actually seeing. But again, your analogy to the idea of the moon in this case, you know, bringing darkness to our hearts is, you know, Stu, my fearless leader and the owner of the Truth Network, made mention of that very thing to me when I told him what I was going to do the show on today. He said, you know, the moon is kind of like this darkness that covers our hearts, and the sun comes in. And then I loved the way, did you notice that the air got chilly too when it got dark?
Oh, yeah. The temperature changed because, like I said, I got to see totality. So it was like close to 4 minutes. And I didn't even think about it until one of your earlier callers made the comment about the crickets. And I thought, wow, you know, it got cooled down, and then birds were silent, and you could hear the crickets and the tree frogs. And that was neat. That was so neat.
Yeah, isn't it? And so did you get chills as well? Did you have that feeling like, oh, man?
Yeah, it's like, God's awesome. You know, and I don't know that this is necessarily a sign from God, because God put this into motion during the days of creation. You know, so he had already had that set into motion.
Well,
so to see his wonderful creation, it's just amazing.
I would ask you to consider this. I don't, you know, I'm certainly no expert, but I would say this, that like my friend who wrote me that text this morning, he said, how come there aren't signs from God so obvious? And, you know, and in Romans, it says, because we didn't give glory to the one who was making all this stuff happen. To me, every single time the sun comes up in the morning, it's a sign.
I will agree with that. Yes, I will agree with that.
And you know, when you look up, and I'm blessed to live out in the country somewhat, and the stars are really brighter.
I do too.
The stars are so much brighter than people that live in the city. And I look up there and I go, oh, my goodness, this is just, it's overwhelming. And it is so obvious that he is so much greater than anything I can really even consider. And I know that if I could get out of the way more, I would get to see him more. And it is such a reason for faith. I mean, that's what I understood from my friend. He said, I just don't, you know, faith is hard to find. Well, you know, the sun really does come up every morning.
When it comes to the witnessing part of it and stuff, my girlfriend sat outside and watched it with me. And that struck up the conversation about, I wonder if this was what it was like on the day Jesus hung on the cross.
Oh, wow.
So it's like her and I, like, let's go get into the scripture. Let's go see what it says. You know, so that sparked, some witnessing and some.
So did you actually do that? Did you and her afterwards go look in the scripture about that?
She went on in after it was like about 25% over, and I stayed out there for the whole thing.
Yeah, I understand.
And when I come in, my NIV says darkness. It doesn't say totally dark. It says darkness. So I'm wondering. I'm still wondering. I'm still thinking, you know. I wonder, is that what it was like on the day he hung on the cross?
Yeah, me too.
Only, that lasted for hours, not just minutes.
Yeah, a whole lot of stuff.
So anyway, it just gives you something to think about.
It really, really does. And I'm so grateful, Patty, for your call and for a chance.
There's one other thing.
Okay.
There's one other thing I observed, and I would never have even thought about this if I hadn't seen that program on PBS. But they said it was called the Diamond Ring Effect. So when it's in totality and you've got your glasses off looking at it, as soon as the moon moves over enough and just a tiny little bit of the sun starts to shine through, it looks like a diamond ring glistening. It's just that one little point where you still see the ring around, you know, the
right, right, right.
See that part around it. And then just as the moon moves over and the sun starts to peek out, it has this brilliant radiance that shines not outward as like north and south, but outward as like east and west, like horizontal.
Yeah, it would. And the diamond ring, like just, you know, like the rays of the top of the ring coming out off the side, right?
Yes, yes. And it's called, and I learned that on that PBS program, it's called the Diamond Ring Effect.
And you got to see that.
Yes, I did. You can only look for like 0.2 of a second, and then you got to put the glasses back on.
Oh, man.
But you got to see it just enough. Just as that moon moved over, oh, man, was it ever beautiful.
Yeah, no picture can do it justice, but you know, to me, hearing your excitement, you know, hearing Dennis's, hearing Mike's, and and certainly Ed's, you know, it's certainly it helps all our listeners, I know, be able to experience what you guys got to experience at some level. And I, you know, I hate that I'm going to be 88, I think, by the time next time it comes around. But if I'm around somewhere, I'm gonna go for it. We're going to travel to where we have to go, because you guys got me excited. So thank you so much for your
call.
Good
morning on that. Okay, this morning on one of the programs, somebody's going to Egypt to see it, but I don't know what year it is.
Okay. I don't know if I'll go to Egypt.
So there's going to be one totality again, but it's going to be over in Egypt. So, anyway.
Very cool.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Patty. God bless you. I appreciate you calling so much. So he might have time, Ed, Nick, you had that coming too. We might have time for, you know, one of these jokes, which I think are really hilarious. So here we go. It's awe-inspiring. Those are, you know, I have to bring a little humor in, you know, how I am. So, you know, I tried to view the eclipse through a colander. You know what happened? You got any ideas, Nick? I tried to view the eclipse through a colander. If you got it? Come on now, you can guess.
I can't. I thought I had it. I can't.
I strained my eyes.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
And you know, teachers should never let their students go outside during the eclipse. You know why?
They'll look up at the sky.
Oh. They need to protect their pupils.
Very smart. Always need to protect the people.
And fortunately, I do like this one. They came out with a new website for anybody who did hurt their eyes. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard about it. You know what it's called?
What's it called?
It's called asightforsoreeyes.com.
Oh, I like that. Very good.
And of course, you know, What was the father's reply to his son when he asked him what the meaning was of a solar eclipse? Do you know what the meaning was he told his son?
Oh, I don't know.
He said, no, son.
Okay, S-U-S-O-N.
And you got
S-O-N.
It.
S-O-N. There you go.
There you go. And so, on that happy note, I truly am so grateful for all these wonderful calls, all the excitement that went around yesterday. I know I'm way more inspired as a result of listening today, so I appreciate it. And y'all go out and use this to maybe point somebody to God. Thanks for listening.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.